Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
I know you're fresh off of Easter.
A little tired, but let's go on.
Oh, but I got a little, a little Easter word still. I'm still living. I'm basking in the glory.
Got a little some residue left.
A little residue.
And nothing wrong with that.
Today, I would like to take a look at the book of Luke.
All right.
The 24th chapter.
Yes.
Verses 2 and 3. And since Yolanda's not here.
She's not here missing.
If I can get my Hispanic pastor, if I can borrow him.
Borrow him. We bilingual today.
Jay Rodriguez.
Yes.
Reed.
But they found the stone rolled away.
It was
from
rolled
the tomb.
Away. It was rolled
Hispanic
away.
Hispanic sounds different.
Uh huh.
Then they went in and did not find the body
Didn't
of
find
the
nobody.
Lord Jesus.
No problem, man.
Thank you. And for a few minutes this morning, Brother Faria.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
I would like to talk from the topic something borrowed.
Something
borrowed.
Borrowed.
Something
like
borrowed. All just right, like my reader.
Yes, he was.
When a bride gets married, it's customary for her to get something old.
Yeah.
Something new. Something borrowed and something blue.
Yes, sir.
Now, with that something borrowed, she is supposed to give that back.
Yeah, supposed to.
Yeah, the definition of borrow is to take or obtain with the promise to return the same way.
I'm going to tweet that out.
Well, here at this graveyard, Jesus is buried in Joseph's new tomb. It wasn't Jesus' tomb.
No.
It was Joseph's.
No.
Which means, as an old preacher would say, it was borrowed.
Yes, he would.
The reason Jesus could be buried in a borrowed tomb is because he knew he would be giving it back.
Yes, it will. Yes,
some
sir.
Of you, when you borrow something, you think it's yours.
Yeah, they own it,
really. Have you ever let somebody borrow your car and you find yourself calling them, talking about bring me my car back?
Can I get a ride?
And then when you get your car back, sir. he got your radio stations all changed.
What?
He didn't put a tennis ball on the antenna. This ain't your car.
No, sir. Get my car back.
You ever let somebody borrow a watch and when you get your watch back, folk think it was they watch you borrow it now.
Oh, my God. God,
people borrow CDs and DVDs. Yeah. We got to stop harboring people things.
Preach, Reverend, preach.
The reason some of our lives are crowded and cluttered and we're feeling claustrophobic is because we don't know how to return what has been borrowed.
Preach a while, Reverend.
Learn to return.
Well, learn to return.
Some of us have borrowed bad habits.
Yeah.
We got to learn to return.
Learn to return.
Some of us have borrowed generational curses.
I like that, Reverend.
We got to learn to return them.
Yes, sir.
Some of us have borrowed debt
and
unemployment.
Yes, sir.
It's time to give it all back.
Right.
Jesus shows us by way of the empty tomb, you can have it back.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not dead.
No.
He says, I'm alive.
I'm alive.
And somebody needs to know you are not your situation.
Yes, sir.
The situation you're in has been borrowed.
You preach it, man.
So give it back.
Yeah.
Learn to return.
I like that.
Ain't he all right?
Yes, sir, Reverend.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
No, he's all right.
Return and hit him again, Reverend.
No, he's all
right. Burn one more time, Reverend. Yes, sir.
No, he's all right.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
Yeah.
Learn.
To return.
I like that, Reverend.
The situation you're in is borrowed.
It's borrowed, Reverend.
It's borrowed.
Give Joseph his tomb back. That's it.
That's a dead situation. It's borrowed,
it's preserved for dead people. I like that, Reverend.
Yes,
I like
sir.
That. That's a good word.
That's just something I saw yesterday.
Yeah, you saw it.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, I learned to return.
Learn to return.
Yes, sir. Speaking of returning, we'll tell you who's returning back to the big screen.